Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again. Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
Want to catch up on all the local sports? Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7 for Inside the Huddle. And now you can watch the show live or archived on HoosierlandTV.com. Hosts Sam Wart and Kyle Etherington bring you exclusive interviews with local coaches and athletes from every school sport in the area. Football, volleyball, soccer, and more. Hear the stories, strategies, and standout moments straight from the people making it happen. Can't make it Saturday morning? Catch the replay Sunday nights at 7. Don't miss Inside the Huddle, Saturday mornings at 9 and Sundays at 7 on AM 1570, 96.9 FM WILO, Boone 102.7, and HoosierlandTV.com, your home for local sports. Brought to you by Winsky Brothers Incorporated and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Hey, welcome back to Party Line. Little Prince for you. Red Corvette, little red Corvette. We're going to be talking about some cars coming up here in just a little bit with Kim Stevens on. We'll be kind of going over Thursday Thunder. Before we do any of that, though, we want to remind folks that it's going to be a nice day. Weather is looking really good. So get out there and enjoy the weather today. Partly sunny with a high near 80. Tonight, looking for a low of 63. And then tomorrow, showers are possible with a high of 81. So I know a lot of folks trying to get planning in, a lot of folks trying to get ball games in. As you mentioned, as Melissa mentioned, we've got sectionals, both boys and girls, all coming up this week. So we'll keep you updated on what any kind of delays or changes in the schedule there. Right now, I want to bring in Kim Stevens, Main Street Executive Director. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Stan. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, doing well, doing well. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
For the most part, yes, it was very good. How about yourself?
Hey, we enjoy time with the family. We had our great-grandchild's second birthday party, so that was always fun, Josiah. So that was a good time. Ate too much cake and then watched the race, got a little excited, had a little heartburn, but, you know, that's kind of the way it goes this time of the year. Your indulgence and stuff like that is probably not, it's probably ill-advised, but But no, it was a great weekend. The weather cooperated, especially yesterday. Got a lot of things done, and it was more of a work day yesterday. It was more one of those days you try to get things done that you don't normally get to have that much time to do, you know. So a lot of work. So you've got you guys have been working hard because Main Street for a 23rd straight year you've become nationally accredited. Tell us about that.
We have. That is something that the National Main Street put some standards together, and each Main Street community is encouraged to try to aspire to be a nationally accredited Main Street. And so it takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of dedicated board members, working board members. And so I can say that I have always been blessed to have a great working board, and that could not happen without their help and our partnerships that we have with the city and the county and the chamber and all of those places. That's what makes this possible. So I want to just reach out and say thank you to everybody who has helped in any way with Main Street, whether it's been a volunteer coming downtown to help plant flowers or work an event or whatever. All of those things matter, and that's what makes up the ability for us to be a nationally accredited Main Street.
Well, and so when you talk about nationally accredited, there's a variety of different hoops and things you have to go through, and then the interview process or the application process. It's not easy, but it does take collaboration and partnership. That's a big part of the scoring, correct?
That is very much a big part of the scoring. In fact, every standard, there are six different standards that we have to meet, and one of them obviously is being a solid organization, meaning, you know, financially sound, able to support ourselves, you know, with our partnerships and the things that we do. The historic preservation area, home area, and the building partnerships area. So there are, like I said, six different standards, and all of them to make up a good, great community. You know, they do require that you have a full-time Main Street director to be able to qualify for the nationally accredited. So we are one of 1,200, a little over 1,200 Main Streets in the United States that are nationally accredited. The 500, I think.
Wow.
More close to that.
Wow, that's great. Wow. That's fantastic. So, of course, there's a lot of programming that goes on in Main Street to get you that, to help you with that accreditation, but it really is not necessarily about the accreditation as much as the work that gets done behind the scenes. And I know that you guys have been working with the Redevelopment Commission on the SPARK program and the grants for businesses. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure. We have two businesses we've had four businesses that have applied for the SPARK grant, one of them being a new business grant, which they can receive up to $20,000 towards their opening of a new business or moving a business to downtown. It has to be within the downtown historic district. Obviously, we are trying to spark more economic development in the downtown community through those grants. So that grant has been awarded to Nicole and Rye. And we're so excited that they are getting ready to open, actually, a week from this is when they are planning to open up their doors. So we're excited. We love seeing the transformation that has happened in that business. And that's exactly what the SPARK grant is about, is encouraging businesses to come and invest in our downtown and longevity for a long period of time. We don't want them to just come for, you know, 6 or 7 months or a year or 2 years. We want this to be your home until you decide to transition to someone else and keep going in our community. And then we have a second grant, which is a smaller grant. It is up to $5,000, and that is for someone who either an existing business that is in the downtown historic district, and maybe they're going to change their business because they're going to bring on a new line of product or new, maybe a new vision completely. Maybe they're going to revamp their business, or they're just moving their business to downtown and there are some renovations that need to take place to make that storefront conducive for what they're wanting to do. So the other awardee was Delilah's Boutique and Delilah's some formal wear that will be it's available for you to rent. So if you're looking for a tux for a prom or a wedding or special, please get in and see Tammy. Tammy will get you taken care of. She's also bringing on some men's clothing and men's items and gift items. So, we're excited about the changes that are happening there. So if you love Delilah's Boutique already, now you have even more reason to go see Delilah's Boutique. So I'm excited about them. And that's exactly what these grants are for is, we have businesses that, Delilah's has been in business for a long time. She's doing a great job. She's got a great clientele, but we have to constantly be reinventing ourselves to make us very relevant to what the community is asking for. And two of the things that our community has been starving for are men's clothing and not just gift items, a couple of places that you can get some gifting, but also formal wear. You would have to go to Lafayette, Indianapolis, Kokomo, some other community to be able to rent a tux. So we're excited that Tammy has taken on that challenge.
Yeah, I just bought a brand new suit there. So you can also buy suits. You can rent. We had the prom that came up, and folks were renting tuxes and suits for prom. So yeah, and you hear that out as the chamber guy as well when you're out and about. We used to have, Constantine's, Craner's, when you think about the Freeman's, Epstein. I mean, you go back over the years, there were a lot of men clothiers that were in the downtown. I think people need to understand and recognize, though, that the battle is, it's a totally different struggle, or I guess I should say, challenge. Maybe I shouldn't use the word battle or war. It's not a battle or war, but it's a challenge for sure when you are competing against the not just the big boxes, but right now the online. It's very challenging for small businesses to battle that. So I applaud anybody, and thank you, Kim, for fighting and being a good advocate, a great advocate for small business and the downtown, because it is a challenge, and we have to work together. We have to support each other, and it's something that if you don't, you will eventually wake up and realize you got another empty building. So that's not been the case here. We've lost a couple of folks, but then the good news is that we've also had folks that have come in, and we hope that people are getting acquainted with some of our new businesses, and especially like you mentioned, Nickel and Rye, that's going to be opening next week. It's going to be, I think people are going to have a great experience. And if you don't, please give everybody a second chance. Trying to open, you've been down that road, Kim. Opening is not the easiest thing to do. You're trying to get open and you're trying to please everybody, but you're not going to please everybody.
Oh, no. Even our businesses that have been in business for a long time, somebody's going to have an off day. And not everybody's going to, personality-wise, you're going to mesh. But please give them a second chance, because these folks are, this is how they make a living. So, when you think about, I can go to Kohl's or I can go to Walmart or whatever, yes, you can. And yes, you are helping families probably in your community, but that is not their livelihood, like a small business owner in our downtown area or in downtown. Anyone who owns their business, it is a 24/7. You don't clock out at 9 or clock in at 9 and clock out at 5. It is a 24/7 constant, I want to say love, and I want to say a battle, because you're never off the clock.
Well, and you're right, and that a lot of folks look at it as their baby, So it's it constantly cries. It needs to be fed.
Yep. Yeah, so. And it doesn't stop at 5 o'clock when you close your doors. Right. And that's the thing. Being a small business owner, especially getting started, you've got kinks that you're going to have to work out. You've got personalities that you're working with that you've never necessarily worked with before. And So getting everyone to work together as a team, you know, I have a bit of confidence that Nickel and Rye is going to be ready to hit the doors running and welcome the community in. But just, you know, give them an opportunity to make sure that they get all those little nuances worked out. But, Shan, we also have some new businesses that are coming in the downtown. And so we've got some storefronts that you'll start seeing some work being done on fairly soon. So I'm excited. We've got a couple more applications that are out. They haven't submitted those yet. So I do expect to see more Spark grants being awarded here very shortly. But, yeah, we're excited about that. And we're very, very grateful to the Redevelopment Commission for listening to what the needs are in our community and helping us give an incentive for someone to look at our downtown as opposed to maybe in a strip mall somewhere or another community. So with our property owners and our business owners to see if we can put together a good partnership and make sure that our downtown is a place that people want to spend a lot of time.
Well, I think, there's so much that goes into it besides just the actual business. You've got the marketing, you've got the finance. If you've got an employee or something, you've got to deal with all of that. There's so many headaches and things behind the scenes that you try to make sure that you do it the right way and do it well. But, you know, it's not just small business. I'm going to take a moment to really I don't do this very often, but I was so impressed with the national campaign of a restaurant chain that I'm going to bring it up because you don't see this very often in this world when they admit failure and then turn it and then do everything they can to turn around. But I don't know if you've been following Burger King, but they started this campaign a few months ago where the president of Burger King is actually doing the advertisement, and he basically is telling everybody that, hey, we've blown it. We got away from our original vision and a visual mission. In fact, they fire the Burger King on air. They fire the guy that's been the Burger King, and then they crown, you know, the customer the king. And I thought it was, it's a marketing ploy. Do they really change? Well, you know what? I put them to the test, and I will have to say, I've stopped at Burger King a couple, three times in different, I've been on the road this last couple of weeks, and I've stopped here and there, and I've been able to taste several. And, you know, why I share that, it's a culture that has to take place, but everybody has to buy into the culture. From the president all the way down to the person that's serving you at the local place, and that's really no different with a mom and pop. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree with that, and this is why with the Spark grant, one of the things that we built into this grant is a criteria where we evaluate where someone is. If you are a business owner and have been a business owner for 20 plus years, there, I can guarantee you there is an area that you have a weakness in. And so we try to hone in on what is that weakness? Is it your marketing? Is it, you know, you have gotten so far off of your business plan that, you know, things they're kind of up in the air. And that's part of the criteria of these grants is we look at, okay, what is it that you need the most? Because I think as a former small business owner, it is, you are an expert in whatever your craft is, whatever that, you know, whether it's a fashion, is fashion, and, you know, but we
hey, Kim, you're breaking up, Kim. I don't know if there's if you maybe moved or something. I know sometimes if I'm in the office, I move somewhere and I break up, but I don't. Yeah, we're still getting like every other word. So it's, you might want to.
Okay.
Go ahead now.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better right there.
Okay. But what I've been is, you know, there usually is, yeah, openness, but they're not feeling anything else. And so what we want to do is be able to kind of hone in on that And then we have, through the National Main Street and other organizations and opportunities, Small Business Development Center, there are classes or continuing education opportunities for our businesses. And part of the SPARK grant is we require that you have a business plan. And the reason for that is your business plan is kind of your roadmap. This is saying, hey, this is what we are. We are going to be within 5 years. And it kind of gives you a plan so that you have something that you can say, oh, yeah, my mission is I want to do this. Or, you know, this is where we want to be in 5 years. And what I found, especially during COVID, was a lot of people had business plans that they used to go get their business loans. And some of them had not looked at it in 10 years. And so we want you to pull that back out and use that, because I think it's easy. If you write things down, it's easier for you to stay on track. You know where you're going to go. Doesn't mean you can't change directions a little bit. And sometimes we have to, because sometimes, you know, we're so successful that we, you know, our 5-year projection, we blew out of the water already. So anyway, that's the exciting part for me for the SPARK grants, because it gives us an opportunity to work a little closer with the business for at least a year. They make a commitment to stick with us for a year and allow us to help walk through those processes with them.
Yeah, and the assessments that are being done, that's only going to help, you know, build bigger and better opportunities for all those businesses. So you got your next Main Street Mixer coming up June 11th, correct?
Yes, we do. That will be at Fresitas. And we're going to be talking about the What's Up 24/7. It's an app that is coming out. It's right now sponsored through the Mr. Diego.
Yes, yeah, Secretary of State. Yep, Secretary of State.
Yeah. Through his office right now. And it is an app that allows each business and each organization to be able to put in basically like a community calendar, so that it's all in one place. So if I want to say what's going on in Frankfurt, or, you know, 15 miles away from Frankfurt, it will bring up anybody, whether it's a business having a sale or an organization having an event. It'll be all in one place where people can look at that. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit. And then it's a networking opportunity. We'll be talking about grant opportunities. We'll be talking about window painting and events coming up and, you know, what we want our businesses to get involved in. So that will be at Fresitas at 5:30 on June 11th.
All right. And then, of course, we are ramping up for Thursday Thunder, going to be coming roaring back into town in June, and June through October, and always a fun time. And it's always a opportunity to see some of the coolest cars, not just in our community, but really around the region, and sometimes even coming out of other parts of the state.
You know, Shan, what I love about Thursday Thunder, not just the cars, but listening to the stories of the folks who own the cars.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, people sharing, you know, what they did back in the day. And to be honest with you, I mean, it is, for me, that is the most fun, because it reminds me of my dad and, you know, when he was growing up, and some of the stories that I heard from them and the cars that they had. It's just really fun to see people coming out and sharing and just being a community.
Oh, yeah. It's because they have a community in their own right. You know, they go all over the place and travel and follow each other, and enjoy their conversations. And like you said, the stories behind some of the cars, some of the things that people went through to find that special car that they wanted, maybe ever since they were, you know, a teenager or whatever the case may be. But it's a fun time. There's some great rides. And then we got music as well. You've got some music lined up this year, and we normally do some DJing or some live music, but it's always a fun time for people to come down, enjoy. And really, you know, with the main event now being sold to Nickel and Rye, you've got Arnie's, you got Nickel and Rye, you got Fresitas, you've got Pepe's, you know, Cocoa Craft. We're going to have some ice cream in there soon. You've got Greek's, Real Juanita's. I mean, there's a lot of places that people can grab something to eat as well, and just sit there and enjoy some great music and listen to the stories, as you mentioned.
Yes. Our first Thursday Thunder, we will have C&R Catering. We'll be our food provider there. And then, like you said, all of those places will be open. We'll be doing some ice cream socials, fun things to celebrate our 250th anniversary of our nation. And so we're excited about this year's Thursday Thunder. Not that we're always, not always excited, but it just seems like it's going to be a really special year for us.
Well, Rodney and Christina, they always have some great food as well. I mean, I normally grab a pork burger or grab some pulled pork, or if they have the fudge going or something, it's always awesome. And so, yeah, you will not go away hungry. Just come looking, and you will come seeking, and you will find. I will tell you that. We want to finish up this show, kind of, you know, really focus on the Hot Dog Festival. That's amazingly, that's only, what, a couple of months away.
It is coming up pretty quickly, and we will have, by June 1st, we will have our calendar of events posted, so you'll be able to see that here coming up June 1st. It will tell you all of the different activities. We've got some fun things coming up. We have Dinosaur World, which I know I kind of alluded to that the last time, but folks can come out and see a 50-foot dinosaur that's going to be part of the show. We'll also have some roaming dinosaurs that will be coming around. So that's kind of something fun and new for the kids. So that's the only teaser I'm going to give you right now.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Great music, great concerts. Of course, we're talking about food. There's all these vendors that will be in the downtown area. And I was saying earlier in the show, this will be the first year in a while that we won't have maybe a lot of construction. Now, the courthouse is still being worked on, but at least a lot of that construction around the corner and right downtown is not going to be impacting the festival. But one of these days, we'll have all that construction done, and that'll be great. But this year, we're working. It's much better than it was last year.
I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with all the room, but I'm sure
we're going to get it up. Yep.
I'm excited.
Well, Kim, how do folks get a hold of you to find out more? And if they want to be in the Hot Dog Festival, you're still taking applications?
Absolutely. They can go online at frankfortmainstreet.org, and our applications are online. Or you can give us a call at 765-654-4081 or stop by the office at 62 North Main Street.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate you and all the things that you do. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you back at the office here in a bit.
Thank you, Stan. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Kim. Kim Stevens, Frankfort Main Street Executive Director, and for a 23rd year, straight 23 years of accreditation with the National Main Street. Congratulations to Frankfort Main Street for that distinguished honor there for sure. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Oh, by the way, if you want to call the Chamber, 654-5507, 654-5507, or if you want to get with us, you can go Chamber, C-H-A-M-B-E-R, at ccinchamber.org. Chamber, C-H-A-M-B-E-R, at ccinchamber.org. If you want to reach out to us at the Chamber, we'll be glad to talk with you. But 654-5507, probably the best way to get a hold of us. You can just call directly there and talk to one of us there at the Chamber. Okay, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until good Lord willing, Thursday, we'll be back with you. I pray that you have a great week. You enjoy a shorter week since we had Memorial Day yesterday. And again, always, always be courageous and stay obedient, and everything else will work out. We'll talk to you soon.